years since 1941. I married in 1946. I was away in the King Country for 10 years and came back and took over the other farm. And down in the village area, there was the post office, there was a vegetable shop and a grocer's shop, and Sam's Pie across the road. People used to come from all over for Sam's Pies. When I left school, I had a job in, because it was wartime, early 1943 it would have been. I got a job in the District Telegraph Engineer's Office, which is the top floor of the chief post office in town. 12-hour day by the time you left here, and buses and ferries and all the way back again. But in there, I learnt to use the inter-office telephone, POBX. System, and they needed a telephonist out here. I came out and took on that job. In the office, we were temporary female assistants because the jobs had to be available for the men when they came home from the war. All the government offices were like that. So that's what we were there. My dad was good friends with people across the road in Bush Road, which is now the expressway. And Don had very slowly and very carefully built up a pedigree herd, which in those days was quite something. And he was called up to serve, which meant that he would have had to sell everything because these boys were young. And Mum and Dad, they took over. And they took the easy-natured cows from Don's herd to put in Dad's herd and the difficult ones from there. So Mum and Peter milked the home herd and Dad took the other. And when Don came home, his herd was all there. It's the sort of thing that went on during the war. Of course, the Albany Women's Institute had a big part to play in the district. They began here in 1929, because that was the only thing for women then. When I joined in 1957, there were, I think, about 36,000 members. We were the biggest women's organisation in New Zealand. A terrific amount of charitable work is done by the Women's Institute. These are fish and chip jerseys, singlets. Well, they were developed for people in Africa. Somebody found that babies in Africa, was in some areas in Africa, they were being taken home from the hospital wrapped in newspaper because they didn't have anything. So these were made. They're quickly knitted up and so forth. But that's how they came to be called fish and chip jerseys. But now we do them for the North Shore Hospital. As far as I'm concerned, it's the opportunity to do my little bit, which joined with everybody else's little bit, is something worthwhile. I'm hoping that some of this goodness that goes on during this virus will carry on. It has been great to see so much, and an awful lot of it has gone on. George Bernard Shaw, I think, if you can please half the people half the time, you're doing very well. And he's right.